It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge to be your hosts today. Glad to be along with you on your local radio station. Stations like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM. And the Golden Valley Shootout at Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon or evening, with a Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, Golden Valley, North Dakota.
And, of course, we've got Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Mike, I know that's one of your favorite stores.
It's fun to go in there and just browse around.
It is. It's open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They've got the South 40, the South Room, and they've got tons of craft items, antiques, and collectibles there. A lot of vendors that are making some original new pieces. Very, very interesting. Lots of decorating things. Good quality, great stuff. So you really, really need to take time to stop at Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Home on the Range, Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride. Saddle Bronc, that's the match is coming up this Saturday. The clock is ticking. It's going to be at Home on the Range, of course, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10. The grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. And for information, call hotrnd.com, and the proceeds raised all go to Home on the Range to help the children living there. Make sure if you have not made an effort to go to this event, you do it this year.
I have something that I do not know the author on, and we always like to have the author if we can find out who it is. So include that if you send something to us.
If you know it.
A Newborn's Conversation with God.
Oh, I like this.
A baby asked God, "They tell me that you are sending me to Earth tomorrow. But how am I going to live there being so small and helpless?" God said, "Your angel will be waiting for you and will take care of you." The child further inquired, "But tell me, here in heaven, I don't have to do anything but sing and smile and be happy." God said, "Your angel will sing for you and will also smile for you, and you will feel your angel's love and be very happy." Again, the child asked, "And how am I going to be able to understand when people talk to me if I don't know the language?" God said, "Your angel will tell you the most beautiful and sweet words you will ever hear. And with much patience and care, your angel will teach you how to speak. And what am I going to do when I want to talk to you?" God said, "Your angel will place your hands together and will teach you how to pray." "Who will protect me then?" God said, "Your angel will defend you, even if it means risking its life. But I will always be sad because I will not see you anymore." God said, "Your angel will always talk to you about me and will teach you the way to come back to me, even though I will always be next to you." At that moment, there was much peace in heaven, but voices from earth could be heard, and the child hurriedly asked, "God, if I am to leave now, please tell me my angel's name." And God said, "You simply call her Mother."
Aww.
There you go.
You're going for my heart.
See if you can follow that one.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to pause because you're going to obviously have to make a mental shift for my things. These are job interviews, comments that were made. For example, a guy said he did not have a mailing address as he was living in a gypsy camp at the airport.
Probably not a real good reference.
Well, I don't know. You know, he's in there applying for a job.
He was honest.
And another one, "I went into the lobby to pick up a candidate. As he stood up, his trousers fell to the floor. He said, 'Oh my gosh, they told me I needed a suit for the interview. I've got no money, so I borrowed this thing. It's too big.'"
Apparently it is too big.
Yeah.
And again, he was honest.
Well, and he was interviewing for a job, and he was making it work.
Got to give him credit for that.
That's right. Here's another one. Wow, I'm not used to wearing dress shoes. My feet are killing me. Can I show you these bloody blisters? That might be sharing too much.
Too much information there.
That's right.
Folks, we enjoy sharing this kind of information with you. And in order to do that, we need to have you keep sending things to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll look at it for the good stuff.